Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I hope you're having a great start to your day on this Friday morning, a football Friday. Gearing up for the Eagles and Bucks, obviously gearing up for the playoffs as well for the Phillies, which will start Saturday, October the 4th. Speaking of playoffs, let's get you geared up for the implications this weekend across baseball. There are a couple of battles for playoff spots. The Mets have been involved in one of them. And the Phillies are actually still involved in one of them because the Phillies and the Brewers
Reds have everything to play for.
Yeah, no, that's notable. All right, so let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. You can buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. Well, this weekend has a lot. Let me start with this. The first thing it's going to have is in the next couple hours, we are going to find out, unless we don't find out, Joel Embiid's status. So this is Sixers Media Day. And they're going to meet with the assembled media at 11 a.m. And we're going to be all ears to find out, Joel, like, are you going to play? Are you not going to play? If you do, are you 100%? Are you not? So that is extremely significant in Philadelphia sports. Frankly, more significant than, like, do the Phillies win tonight? I mean, let's be real. This is the whole future of the franchise. We find out today how it's looking, unless they tell us nothing, which is always a possibility with the Sixers. All right, other things. Eagles, we gear up. We know that. College football, Saturday, tomorrow, the whole deal. James, I know you got a lot on the baseball playoffs. Tell everybody kind of what they should know about some of these battles.
Yeah, Rhea just mentioned the National League. The National League's pretty simple. The first five spots are locked in. It's just, other than the Phillies and the Brewers, potentially the 1-2 spot, like we said, three up, three down. But that wild card spot is up for grabs. The Mets are a game up on the Reds and two up on the Diamondbacks. Both those teams have the tiebreakers against the Mets. So that is a really fascinating setup. Obviously,
by the way, a tale of two teams we hate.
Oh, big time.
We hate the Mets more, but, I mean, the Diamondbacks thing was only 2 years ago. I still hate them.
Totally. I don't want to see either
John
of them
Mets
in the
or Diamondbacks, who do you – last year we were in the same spot with the freaking – wasn't at the end of the year. It was like the – who was it? The Mets and the Diamondbacks?
The Mets and the Braves, I thought.
I think it was the Mets and the Braves.
Yeah, yeah, and then they had insane doubleheader because
– that's what it was, and we played the Mets instead of the Braves, yep.
I think it was the Mets, Braves, and Diamondbacks. Yeah. I think it was two of the three were going to get
correct.
In, and one wasn't.
And then they were able to split that second game, and they let the other team win, so the Mets and Braves both got in instead of the Diamondbacks.
Right.
That's what it was, Joe.
Yes, you're right.
Good call.
Okay.
Yeah, good call.
I dislike the Diamondbacks a lot.
I dislike all of them.
I do, too. I hate them.
Yeah, I am not a fan. And the Mets play the Marlins this weekend. So for that spot, again, we mentioned that the Brewers and Reds are playing this weekend. And the Diamondbacks face the Padres this weekend, already locked in a playoff spot. So that's interesting. The AL, though, is wild, Joe. There are essentially three teams have clinched. The Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Mariners are in. Then there are three spots for four teams all within a game of each other, essentially. Mm. The Tigers and Guardians are tied for the AL Central. The Guardians hold the tiebreaker. So they're the three seed.
Tigers blew, what, a 15-and-a-half?
The biggest in the history of the sport. Now, the Tigers lead the Astros by one game for the final playoff berth heading into the weekend. But essentially, the Red Sox, the Tigers, the Astros, and the Guardians are four teams, and three of them will get in, and they're all separated by a game. God. It's wild.
And the Astros are another team that beat the Phillies in the playoffs.
Yeah. Totally.
Holy mackerel. All right, that'll make Sunday in particular fun. I mean, the Eagles will be the main story, you know, from our standpoint. But James, don't they play all the games at 3 o'clock on Sunday?
On Sunday, yep, correct.
Play them all at the same time, all across the whole league, right?
All across the whole league, yeah.
Interesting. All right, one other thing for this weekend. This bears special mention. So we have a special birthday this week in Philadelphia sports, and it is today. I'm guessing that none of you know about it. Anyone have?
I know that Mike Schmidt's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mike.
This one is more special because it's a big number. John, you're probably never going to have heard of this person. Devin, I'm going to guess you haven't either. Rhea, James, and I are probably the three that have heard of it. And to the 80-year-olds and up, you will really appreciate this. Today is the 100th birthday of Bobby Shantz.
Oh, is he the last day, right?
He is the only surviving player from the Philadelphia A's. He is the only living person that played for Connie Mack. Mm-hmm. He is the only living person that played baseball in the 1940s. And today, and I heard he lives in Ambler. And, sir, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know your condition. I hope you're in great shape, Bobby Shantz. He was my mom's favorite player growing up.
He was my grandfather. My grandfather loved the A's.
And he was the guy in the Mets.
My grandfather, yeah. Yep.
At the end, when they weren't very good, he was the one that was good. He won an MVP with the A's as a pitcher, which is very hard to win an MVP as a pitcher. He's one of the few people to ever do that. He won 8 straight gold gloves, and he finished his career, and this was really cool. He came back at the very end and finished his career with the Phillies.
That's awesome.
So, Bobby Shantz, sir, 100 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I remember I said I don't do jerseys, but when I was in my 20s and my grandfather was still alive, I was out at a store and I saw a replica, like 1927, something like that, A's jersey, and I bought it just to wear it to his house.
That's really,
He just loved them.
That's so cool. Yeah. So really hope he has a special day. I don't know his condition. But
100. That's awesome.
We hope it's all good. 100 years old.
Very cool.
For Bobby Shantz. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Talk to Harvey right now. He's calling from Mount Airy. Good morning, Harvey.
Hey, good morning, team.
Hi, Harvey.
Just going to go rapid fire because I know you guys are up against the clock. First, I would go with Bueller. Picking the Eagles, I think Hurts will get over the hump finally with trying to beat Tampa Bay with Todd Bowles because he seems to have his number. And at 3, the Sixers, was kind of sorry to hear about the guard.
Yeah.
What did he do? Dislocate his thumb?
He tore it.
Yeah,
he
tore
it. The UCL. It's the ligament. It runs the whole way up into your elbow. It is
it's the Tommy John
in your elbow. But in your thumb, you can have what's called, I've had it, where you tear that ligament in your thumb, and it prevents you from being able to squeeze.
Did Utley have
your
that?
Thumb.
Seemed important.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
having it.
Yeah, being able to squeeze is important for basketball. Being able to grip is very important. When I did it, I came off to the sideline. I grabbed the Gatorade bottle to grab and squeeze the water into my mouth, and it just fell.
Oh, my gosh.
It just fell to the ground, and I couldn't understand it. I picked it up again, tried to squeeze it.
Wait, so did you have this exact injury, or yours was less? It wasn't a full tear?
It was a full tear. I probably had
this. How long did it take you to come back?
An off season.
But to be fair, football's different.
Well, I played the
basketball
rest of the
shooting.
Season. Yeah. They built a splint for me so I could move my other fingers onto my thumb, and I played the rest of the year. It was the year that we lost in the tuck rule game at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Then I had the surgery at the end of the year, and it was 6 months.
Wow. Yep. Well, imagine, you know, shooting a basketball with it.
It would be challenging.
I don't think you can use a splint to.
And by the way, it's great.
You'd have to get it fixed.
And speaking of hands, it was great to see JT back last night. We didn't talk about that,
huge.
But that's massive. And right away, the first freaking inning, the other team tests his arm and he guns the guy out of second base with the. Yeah.
That was nice.
That was a boss move by
JT. You know what? Maybe the UCL is not 6 months. Maybe it's 3 months.
So it's if he has surgery, it's 3 to 4.
Okay,
if it's splinted,
right.
It's 6 to 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Get the surgery now.
Yeah,
and
just do the surgery.
We'll be able to play this year with you.
Immediately.
Yep.
Wow. Like today.
All right, Harvey, need an answer from you, pal. This is for Brian Adams tickets and my book, A Day of the Week and a Title.
I got an old school song from, I think, the 80s. It was a song called Friday Night Just Got Paid by Johnny Kemp.
It's interesting. I thought you were about to say
Friday
Elton John, isn't he?
Just Got Paid.
All right. You got it, Harvey. You know that one, John?
Because I just got paid.
That nice, one? John. Good
pull. To talk to, I'm in an awful way.
Oh, that's a good song.
Wow.
Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody.
Yes.
Wow. I got some money because I just got paid. That one?
I'm impressed.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Highly impressed. Hey, time's yours. It's something we do every single day at this time. Let's roll.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I want to say, I want to know if we're going to get the Joelle news today. I think it's disconcerting that we got no leaks leading up to today that he's ready to go.
But that's disconcerting.
But we also got no leaks leading up to today that he's not ready to go.
But can't we just use our common sense and understand he's not going to be ready.
But I kind of feel like if he wasn't ready, they would have leaked it. Because so much
to increase the acrimony.
No, I'll
towards
say this:
him.
To cushion the blow of him having to not be the person to announce it today.
Well,
I don't know.
I think he's not going.
Well,
be
no,
ready.
But that's a good point. Like, I don't know if they would. I mean, not saying they would make him, but like Joel Embiid himself probably isn't going to be the guy to say like, I'm out for 3 to 6.
Well, there's only three guys.
Season, you know,
it's him, the coach, or the GM.
Right.
One of them's got to address it. So,
I feel like we're going to get an ambiguous answer from.
Well, because Maury is always so direct.
Right.
When he
like we're not. Yeah.
And James.
Not,
James.
I just think that.
Yeah, I know.
What's going to happen?
While heavily out of breath.
James, why is he always out of breath?
Dude, that honestly, that's more of a mystery than Embiid. Like, it makes no sense. He's not
seriously,
like running.
He
He's like, he just sits down.
Specialist. He might need to see a specialist.
Do you think he gets nervous for press conferences? Because he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't act.
His
nervous.
Personality
not nervous.
Does not seem nervous.
No, doesn't.
No, he
it
needs
might
to
just
see
be,
a pulmonary specialist.
Might be.
Hey, you know, guys, has anyone else been thinking about the. Have you been thinking about the Scrapple nuggets at all?
I
don't know. What?
Wow.
No.
They were so good.
John, I have.
The Scrapple
thought they
nuggets.
Were cool.
How did we get there?
I don't know.
Because I keep thinking about them. Because I can't stop thinking about the Scrapple nuggets from 2 days ago.
You have an odd brain. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge. We still need to find out if the name of that thing changed. Now it's the Xfinity Sports. I feel like every day there's a new name. Your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Time Sharks.
And here we go already on Friday about the heat in Tampa. Oh, come on. Give me a break. These are professionally trained athletes, and they're mostly in their 20s. If that's the reason why they lose the game, then I'd be ashamed of themselves.
Foolish. Foolish,
it really
sir.
Is.
No, I think that's a fair point.
It's foolish.
It's awful. It makes it harder. You cannot ignore this.
And
no,
by the way,
you're
Devin,
not ignoring
I'm, and I'm not
it,
saying
but...
they lose. It cost them 20 points, but it could cost them the 3 points that could be the difference.
No, it could cost them players and cramping and that
Heck
kind of
yeah.
stuff. So,
no
yeah, I mean,
doubt.
And by
I think
the way, you told
be prepared enough this time around.
Kelsey told you about the sauna. Yeah. McManus posted a thing that Jordan Davis told him there were like 15 guys in the sauna right then. They're definitely using it.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
But you know what? Sumo wrestle in there and then simulate exertion. Don't just sit. You know what I mean? It's not like...
I think sumo wrestling in a sauna is recommended.
And by the way, the sauna is not humid. The sauna is hot. The sauna has half
well,
of
they
it.
Quinyon said sauna and steam room. And steam room's all right. Humid.
Okay. All right,
you know, it kind of seems like the Tampa Bay Bucks have become the New York Mets of football for us in Philadelphia. So hopefully we can finally get this off our back. Go Birds.
Dude, I think it's worse than the Mets. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think happened at Citi Field the last few times the Phillies were there is worse.
Yeah. I mean, well, they've lost, 9 or 10 in a row up there? I guess that's pretty extreme.
I think
it's
at 10.
Pretty obvious. For who should be the fourth starter, Bueller. Bueller.
Look, it's
never gets old.
It doesn't get old. It's great.
Well, I got to say, Joe, that was a nice win. Boot Boy strikes again.
Who strikes again?
Boot Boy.
Well, I think I struck for the first time since I got in the boot, but I could be wrong. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, three different Twitter poll questions. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,000 500 federal EV tax credit ends September 30th, now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, who wins on Sunday, the Eagles or the Bucks? John, how do people vote?
60% say Eagles?
77%
say
Eagles.
Wow.
Certainly that's, though, lower than we typically get for obvious reasons. Bucks, it's a tougher game than many of the Eagles typically play. All right, the other two poll questions. If the Phillies need a four-starter, that would be, you know, getting to the NLCS. Who should be the Phillies' fourth starter? 60% say Walker Bueller, not Aaron Nola. And who would they choose as the fourth starter? 55% say they would choose Walker Bueller, meaning Rob Thompson would.
Yeah.
So not a big difference in who it should be and who it will be. Time will tell, of course, if they get that far of who gets that.
I'm just surprised 40% of people think it should be Nola.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Big amount.
I mean,
large amount.
Like, wake
Maybe
up.
Maybe some of those people don't know Walker Bueller's on the team.
Right. Maybe they don't know he's had past success. And by the way, pitched well.
He's got seven pitches.
He's done a nice job. All right, we got to quickly turn to. We got to move it fast. We're looking for a day of the week. In a title, you can win my book, which is still available on Amazon.com. You can win the Brian Adams tickets. Let's turn to right now. Dennis, I need an answer from you. A day of the week in a title.
Any given Sunday, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really, really good one.
Great.
Norman. You don't meet many Normans anymore. Norman, give me a day of the week and a title.
Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Oh, I'm sorry. Saturday Night Fever.
I think
already said. You got one more shot.
Friday the 13th.
Already said. Three and out. Sorry, Norman. Gary, give me an answer. Give me a title.
300 Hammer. How about Movie Friday?
Already said.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Ooh, good. Wow.
Great.
Is that
song.
Appealing to you, Joe?
It is. And a really great song.
It is a great song.
All right. So Sunday, Bloody Sunday, big one. Any given Sunday, big one.
Two really huge
Monday
ones.
Night Football. Yeah. Now, I just need to know, we're calling that the title of what, a three-hour block?
The show's called Monday Night Football.
It's called Monday Night Football.
The show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a show. It's a time slot.
But if you look in your cable guide,
it's
says
called
Monday
Night Football.
I know. I'm just,
it's the show title.
So we're counting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. No, like, we count it, but it's I think there are better answers.
I don't know that it qualifies for my vote.
It is a title.
We'll count it, but
title.
I don't know that I'm going to vote for that.
Fair enough. Friday the 13th. We got Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback. We got Manic Monday. We got Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. We got Friday. All right, Rhea, which one?
Friday's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Okay. Devin?
I like Any Given Sunday.
Okay, John?
Friday's a really good answer here. Wednesday's a really good answer. But
well, that
I,
was
but,
mine.
But Friday.
I already have Joe's book.
I mean, Friday. So,
John, you go Friday Seltzer?
It was between Monday Night Football and Friday for me, so I'll go Friday.
All right, Friday it is. Ed, with the winning answer of Friday. I think I might have gone Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Just because I'm not sure whether that football should count. A lot of great answers. A lot of good participation. Appreciate it, everyone. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday to Bobby Shantz. He's 100. Go Phils. Go Birds! We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks to everyone for the hospitality. Borgata.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.